Okay, listen up. Right after today's digital life hack, we've got a weekend call from the Kim Komando Show. You're going to love it. When it comes to online shopping, Amazon is the go-to for pretty much everything, including bad and fake supplements. There have been numerous instances of counterfeit supplements being sold on Amazon. I'm talking about counterfeit eye drops, magnesium, vitamins, and more. This isn't like buying an off-brand t-shirt. Your health could be on the line. So what can you do to stay safe? Always buy directly from the brand, an authorized reseller, or Amazon itself. When your supplements are delivered, take a minute to see if they're part of the Amazon Shopping or Transparency app programs. If the product's brand participates, you can scan the product's transparency code with your phone. This quick check tells you if what you've got is the real deal or if it's a fake. Another thing, you can also buy most supplements directly from the real brand's website. Enter to win a brand new PC or Mac right now over on my website. That's komando.com/win. Yes, another brilliant call from my weekend show. You're going to love it. Here it is. Brian in Nashville, Tennessee. Hi there, Brian.
Hello. I got a question about internet security. I'm always interested in internet security, privacy at the home. And, of course, I was on your website, and I saw something in regard to how do you know whether or not your neighbors are tapping into your internet, whether or not someone's using your internet, whether or not, I mean, if they do, can it be a private, can they actually see what, and get involved in what you've got on your internet?
Mm-hmm.
So are you
worried that they are using your internet?
No, not really. I just saw something on that. And,
okay. All right.
And I was like, okay, because you said, I think there was a way to check it. And
sure.
I was like, well, how would you go about checking it? And
absolutely.
It's like, I'm interested in password vaults and then VPNs and stuff like that.
No. It gets to be so much, doesn't it? You're like, my eyes are just glazing over.
I gotta have a list of 10 things here to do in order to stay safe on the internet. So,
well, first of all, let's talk about your Wi-Fi, because that was your initial question. The reason why you don't want your neighbors on the Wi-Fi is because if they use your network for something illegal, then the cops and the FBI come knocking at your door.
Okay.
And that's happened to countless people across the United States. And so that's why it's always a good idea to lock down your wireless network. And by doing that, you have to change the default password. And there are steps to do that. Basically, you get into what's called the router's administration page. And you get there by typing an IP address into your browser. It's normally on the back of the router or somewhere in the documentation that came with the routers. You find some address. It's be like you type into the browser like 197.70.210.55 or whatever it may be. And if you have trouble finding that IP address, is that you can always just Google that. Say, I've got a Netgear, a TP-Link, Asus router, whatever it is with the model number, and it's going to pop up for you. And then you log in with your username and password. Again, using normally found on the router itself, unless you've changed it. And then you start getting into this. You get into the router, so you're going to change the default password, okay? Which, obviously, you've never done, so we want to make sure that that's changed, okay? There's going to be a section called attached devices, connected devices, a device list, and that will tell you all the devices that are connected to your network. So if it's only you and your wife and the kids, and you've got 25 devices, then you're like, okay, something's wrong. Okay. And then there are ways that you can review the list of connected devices, and you want to search by name, by MAC address. And then again, if you see any unfamiliar devices, then that means that other people are using your Wi-Fi. Now, if you immediately change the Wi-Fi password, combination of letters, numbers, et cetera, is that that's going to boot everybody off, as well as if you do a factory reset on the router itself, it's going to boot everybody off. Now, you want to do WPA2, better yet, WPA3 encryption. If it's WEP encryption, you can't have that. There are other things that you want to enable. But let us find a great tip for you, Amber. If you want to make a note, let's find a great tip that we have on the website that will walk Brian exactly how to check to see if there is anybody on the network, and also how to change this password. Because this is the first place to start on securing your home network is at the router itself. And then after the router, then we can start talking about, you know, setting up a guest network for your Internet of Things and for people who are coming over. Obviously, that's why it's called the guest network. using a VPN, what type of security software are you using, your two-factor authentication, password manager. So the whole idea is that we're going to fortify that house there, Brian, to make sure that the bad guys and gals can't get through. But we're going to start with giving you the exact steps on how to get into your admin area router and then change the password and then do all those other good things like find out if the neighbors are on them, then boot their butt right out. And Brian, thank you so much for your call today. Thanks a ton for listening. Now, if you have questions, comments, or just a digital dilemma, find your way to commando.com and hit that email Kim link. I treat each email like it's a VIP guest at a tech expo. Now, you can turn tech chaos into clarity. How? Well, you know, get my free daily newsletter over at getkim.com.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.